forget that morning. The day the war tore a hole in the sky. I remember where I was when it happened. The wind was sharp, like a broken blade, cutting through the sounds of war from afar. As I watched the United Alliance ship descend from the sky, crashing, tearing the stratus with fire, thunder, and death. Death. An old-fashioned notion.
Do you copy? This is Captain Rain from Poseidon Striker 9. My paladin is heavily damaged, and my left upper sector and right leg are shot. My main hull has been compromised. I'm exiting the paladin. I repeat, I'm exiting the paladin. I'm going down.
I exit out of the foot of my paladin. I turn, assessing its damaged body. Paladins, giant machines fashioned from the parts of fallen calamity gods. The Outland War. We've been fighting a long time. Paladins were meant to speed up the process. I look at the singe burn from my suit that canvases my now broken rib. I turn around, seeing the paladin responsible for the destruction of mine. Fighting in our paladins for the last hour, like titans of old, laying waste to an abandoned town beneath us. The Widowmaker pilot exits from the foot of his paladin. His armor is black, identical to his machine. His helmet is large, round, and canvased with red glass that conceals his face. Small metal tendrils protrude from the side of his helmet's frame, resembling the arms of a spider. His tattered cape dances in the wind. The Widowmaker. The sight of nightmares. He approaches me, stopping just a few yards away, pulling out his saber. It's customary for the pilots to leave their paladins after a fight and perform Goroka. The Duel of Wills. It's an old custom, one rarely practiced, especially against him. The Widowmaker didn't serve on either side of the war. His allegiance were unknown. We assume he's contract, a hired weapon of destruction for the highest bidder. Walking entropy. I pull out my saber.